Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out all the things you can do there on our site to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including thousands of archives, thousands of articles. Our blog is there, which helps you to keep up with all the things that are going on today. And the things that we've done today, the articles that are a new one's posted every day. There's all of the four most recent interviews that I've done in any given day. They're always posted there by mid-morning. And so I hope you'll check that out. And by the way, you can subscribe to the blog through RSS, and we'll send it to you every day if you want. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday in the afternoon by email. Ken Healy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He and his brother Kyle have written a book called Cool Stuff They Should Teach You in School. Kent and his brother have traveled around the world. They've lived in lots of different places around the world, and they've got some pretty mature perspectives on life, and they've put it in a book. They even published their own book, which I'm very proud of them for doing that. It's a very entrepreneurial thing to do. Let's get him in here because I want to hear what he has to say. Ken Healy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, Kent, and congratulations on this book. This is one of the coolest books I've seen in a long time, and I'll tell you, I could see where young people especially would really be attracted to your book.
Yeah, well, thank you, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to publish it ourselves, was because we wanted to make it so unique. You know, we had to read so many books standing up just to get through them, you know, because they were so dry and boring. And we wanted to make it as different as possible. So as you'll tell, there's no black in there. It's all blue and orange. It's laid out in easy to read, easy to digest sections. And it's all easily applicable to your life, you know?
Well, it really is. And I commend you for that. And I commend you for the entrepreneurial thing of actually publishing your own book. I think you're going to find over time that you're really going to benefit a lot from having done your own book rather than gone through a traditional publisher. Okay. Now, tell us why you think young people need to have this kind of information today.
Well, the real short answer to that is simply to get the life that they really want. I mean, there's two options. There's two paths in life that Kyle and I discovered early on, and that is, one, you can go through life and learn through the process of trial and error and learn from your own mistakes, which tends to be the longer, more painful process. Or two, you can go do the research, you can learn from others, and you can make it happen that way. And we chose option two. So we went out there and interviewed, you know, hundreds of people. We went to seminars. We read so many different books. And we decided, you know, this is stuff that we have to know. It's not really optional, but in fact, it's necessary. So let's get a head start in life and learn it now. And I think that if young people could realize that too, and they can realize that it can be fun, then their life really will change.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you talk about in your book that I like is you've actually got what you call you call it the cool stuff five factor. And I like that. So on page 32, and it's where you encourage young people to sort of look around you and check out the people you're hanging out with. And talk to us about that.
Well, you know, our performance is usually a direct reflection of the performance of our peers or our group that we hang out with. And I think that, you know, a lot of kids go and they hang out with the people, which is easy, which is fun, but sometimes, you know, that doesn't always challenge us to grow and become a better person. And whenever I speak to young people, I give them a quote, which is actually a proverb. And it says, if you look in the mirror, you can see yourself. But if you really want to know yourself, you look at the friends you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so true. They affect, whether we want to or not, they affect our performance. And what the cool stuff Five Factor does is break it down and say, and it really gets you to question whether your friends are helping you or hindering you.
Right. Well, and I and folks, it's just a little formula, a little method that Kyle and Ken have developed to help young people sort of evaluate the community of the folks that are hanging around and to see if, as you say, Ken, if these people are challenging you or if they're actually pulling you down. What do you think? What's the attitude of young people in school today? Are they thinking about the future, or are they thinking about their iPods?
Well, you know, I think it's easy to assume that a lot of students are there for the moment. They're thinking about, you know, the farthest in advance they tend to think is the test on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But we have a section in there called Become Ahead of Your Time, and that allows, you know, the young people to realize, you know, how they can start thinking about the future, how they can start planning. And really, planning doesn't need to be a big operation. It's really just doing anything that you're going to benefit from a second from now, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. So
you know,
we go through and give little tips on how to do that.
You know, Kent, when I was growing up, the young people, when I was a young person your age, being taught and mentored and trained and disciplined by the older generation, basically we weren't all that much different from from them, and we pretty much, you know, did what we were told to do. The Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, they're different than we were, and they're quite a bit more different than the baby boomers that are raising them, so to speak. And so it seems to me that what your point is that the people who are teaching young people today are not getting them all the information they need to prepare them for the 21st century. Is that right?
You know, that's exactly right. You know, and there's two real reasons why we wrote this book. One is because they don't teach this in school. They don't tend to cover these subjects in the curriculum. And then number two, parents these days are so busy, they have so many demands on them that they often don't have the time to go through and teach their kids all these important skills. So what we did was develop, you know, kind of like a mentor in a book, something where young people can turn and really learn something in a fun and easy way, and it sounds like Kyle and I are just talking to them, you know, trying to make it interesting, and that is, you're going to have so much more fun if you're armed with the right information. And we always think, you know, it's like walking into algebra class
right
6 weeks late if you don't know the proper skills.
Kent, stand by. Kent Healy, ladies and gentlemen. He and his brother Kyle have written a book called Cool Stuff They Should Teach You in School. And he and I will be right back. I've got some more questions for him. And we'll also find out where this book's available right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
My heart is crying. Lonely teardrops.
Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Kent Healy. And the book is called Cool Stuff They Should Teach You in School. And Kent, give us your website and tell us how we can get your book.
Okay, well, actually, the book, Cool Stuff They Should Teach in School, is available in most bookstores across the country, in Barnes & Noble and Borders and Books A Million, and also Walden Books.
All right.
It is available on Amazon, and also one of the best places to get it is at just our website, because you get the first 40 pages for free. You
All
can
right.
also see some of the TV shows that we've been on and ask us questions, and that is coolstuffmedia.com.
And that's your own company, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
good for
we
you.
Actually have, but yeah, we have a few more books coming out, some audio and some actual DVDs as well. So
All right.
A lot of things in the making.
Congratulations. I'm really proud of you and your brother. You be sure to tell Kyle I said that.
I will. I'll pass that on to him.
Let's talk about preparing for employment first,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll talk about preparing for running your own business. What advice do you have for young people when it comes to being productive and finding employment out of school?
Well, first of all, I think, like most people would agree on, is the fact that you got to do something that you're somewhat interested in. Because when you have a passion about something, it doesn't seem to be work. You're willing to go the extra yards, and you can do the job well. So number one, just find something you're interested in, the field, and go out and talk to people. Even if it's just an internship or something, start learning now. The younger you are, the better off you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if there is some sort of application, go in there, look it over, take the time to make sure you're putting the information in the right places. Never leave anything blank. And also, attach a photograph to the application. I know a lot of people don't do that. And photographs are so hard to throw away. You know, they tend to sit there on the desk a little longer than another thing.
So you're
right?
saying when you turn your resume and your application, and be sure to put a photograph in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you recommend that when somebody turns in a resume that they actually include the photograph as part of the sheet, part of the resume? Not I don't mean clip to it, but I mean actually in the file.
Yeah, if you can do that, definitely. And if you're limited, then by all means, just take a picture. You know, just even a Polaroid. Go to your local your pharmacy or whatever to get that picture and put it on there. Because if you are smiling big, if the employer can see your energy through that photo, then you have a much better chance already.
Absolutely. No, I think that's a great idea. You're a small business owner. You're a young entrepreneur. What would you tell the young people listening right now who are, now you and your brother have just now left the teen years, so you're young, in your early, very early 20s, and what would you tell a young person wanting to start their own business right now?
You know, I would tell them that if you set a goal, you got to take the time to at least develop some sort of direction. And I think a lot of people are going to struggle at, you know, young ages like we did to develop a business plan as such. But if you can take the time to set some goals for your company, just some objectives right now, is so important. And then lastly, just do something. You know, like, don't put anything off. If you take action and you learn from your mistakes, that's the best thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of big talkers out there who want to do all these things, but very few actually get down to it and get started. And I think that is the biggest key. Is getting those wheels turning.
Right, exactly. What about ideas for starting a new business? You know, this is a pretty exciting time in the marketplace. A lot of opportunity out there. You have any ideas, anything, any advice for which direction someone should go in with their own business?
Yeah, well, number one, I think, you know, write down a list of things you're already interested in, hobbies or just basic interests, and see what stems off from there. I mean, if you do have an interest in crafts, then maybe you could make birdhouses and start selling them. I mean, my brother and I had an interest in the ocean and a passion for that, so we started making skimboards, and then that turned into a really successful business where we were selling skimboards to surf shops all over, and we made T-shirts and actually turn into skateboard decks and stickers and all these different things just because we got a passion for the beach, you know?
Right.
And also like something like window washing. You know, there's a lot of opportunity in so many things like that. And if you do turn it, like window washing, tutoring, whatever. We had a 16-year-old call us. And he said, you know, after I read your book, you know, I was just so enthusiastic about starting my business, I went ahead and I did it. I quit my job at Domino's and I started a tutoring business, and he started to grow and grow.
Kit, we got about 30 seconds, a little less than a minute. If you could speak to educators out there and you could tell them two things to include in the curriculum to help young people prepare themselves, what would you tell them to do?
I tell them to talk about two things, the importance of attitude and how that really determines their performance in anything they do, and two, to develop and help them seek for their passion, set a goal, and get direction. I think kids really need that, benefit from it.
Right. Well said, and I got time for one more. What else would you, what about money? Should schools spend more time teaching kids about how to manage money?
Oh, they definitely should, and actually schools have been very supportive with our book, too, and we cover four chapters on that. But I do think there's some basics in money that cannot be ignored.
Right.
And people need to know that.
The book is called Cool Stuff They Should Teach in School by Kent and Kyle Healy, young brothers. This is a very good book, folks. I encourage you. It'd be a great Christmas present for your young person. Kent, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I sure will. Thank
we got a lot
so
more
much.
To talk about. Congratulations. I'm proud of you and your brother.
Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with Don Taylor. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.